possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. Just a reminder, you know, it's hurricane season, and we know everybody worries about losing power. WWL wants to help ease your concerns. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you a chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator. Total value, almost $1,000. These things work. I have a friend that's got one. I mean, they are incredible. You can enter once every day, so start now. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Because when the power goes off, Craig comes on, and WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. And thankfully, what most of the weather folks are saying is that these storms may continue to move out to the Atlantic and just kind of twirl around out there because of a low and a high and a this and a that, and that is great news. Well, you know that every Tuesday we feature folks that are working within the New Orleans NOLA Coalition, difference makers, and I say this every week, cliche, but they're in the trenches, they're doing things one step at a time, little here, little there, making a difference. And that's how it works, right? You don't hit home runs every day. You hit base hits, doubles. You're working at it. And that's what I love about all of the folks that we have been able to bring on during this segment. Today's no different. Ricky Joseph joins us, founder of Save Our Youth NOLA. Ricky, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excuse me. Thank you for having me, man. It's great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Ricky, if you would, for the benefit of our listening audience, tell us about the mission and vision of Save Our Youth NOLA.
So the mission and vision of Save Our Youth NOLA is to provide equitable resources to youth in underserved communities that involves the things that they like to do.
So when you talk about equitable resources, expound on that. You're talking about what? Did we lose Ricky? All right, let's get to a break and we'll try to reconnect with Ricky Joseph, founder of Save Our Youth NOLA. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We've reconnected with Ricky Joseph, founder of Save Our Youth NOLA, for our NOLA Coalition segment. Ricky, you were about to explain your quest for equitable resources for your kids and describe what that is.
Yes, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. However, let me step back and go back into what Save Our Youth NOLA is and where it stems from. So Save Our Youth NOLA is an initiative of the Level Up campaign, which is the parent organization over Save Our Youth NOLA. It's the mission of Save Our Youth NOLA is to provide youth with equitable resources in marketing, printing, and design so they can make a living for themselves in a positive way. And what I mean by marketing, printing, and design is some of the things that they like to do. We've done a few cohorts with over 500 young people. And the thing that was eye-catching to me and to the other facilitators of the organization is how these kids want to express themselves through either media or their artistry, clothing design. So we made it we made that the forefront of the organization to keep it interchangeable so these young people can express themselves in creative ways. And we provide a platform for that to take place, not just a platform, but a place where they can actually make an honest living and connect with businesses and organizations who actually want those products or services from the young people as a way for them to build their own clientele. So that's what pretty much Save Our Youth NOLA is. It just give our kids hands-on training just to aid their entrepreneurship for the future.
So mentorship, entrepreneurship, and obviously leadership development is all critical areas that y'all are addressing.
Yes, definitely. All within the program, yes.
And what typically, Ricky, are the kids, they're at the age group that you're working with?
Okay, so we work with the ages of 13 to 24. However, we work with kids even younger, starting at 10 years of age, because some of those youth participants that we have siblings, and they don't want their siblings to be left out. So we have facilitators work with those younger ages as well. Just not as technical as we get with the 13 to 24-year-olds, but we start as young as 10.
So, Ricky, you know, you've touched over 500 kids through these cohorts. What do you see as the biggest challenge for them?
The biggest challenge for the young people is identifying who they are. A lot of them are struggling within their homes. And we pretty much deal with youth that's in underserved communities. So a lot of them are dealing with different traumas that they don't know how to articulate. But being a professional and also being, you know, a young person who was in similar situations as the young people, we kind of can identify that and give special attention to those young people. But I think identity and having an outlet to express themselves is one or two of the most difficult things that we identify within our young people.
So they go home to that every day, though, right? I mean, how does that work? And as you're moving through this process,
so it's conditioning, like with anything. You know, professional athletes, they have to train to become the person that they are. So with our program, we go through affirmations just to empower the young people, let them hear themselves saying it, and then put them in situations where. It's like, okay, another analogy that we use with our young people. We wouldn't just tell them to stop doing anything without providing another resource for them. So it's like, all right, say that these kids are into violent crimes and stuff like that. We wouldn't just go up to them and tell them, hey, that's wrong. We want to find out from them what the problem is. And then from being an expert, just find out ways to navigate them into the right direction. That's why the program is so important for its mentorship and then being interchangeable, because not all kids are the same. They can be the same age, but some of them are more mature than the other ones. So we try to find out individually what these specific kids need and then create a special plan to make sure that this program can be beneficial to them and their lives moving forward.
Ricky, when kids come in, like into a cohort, are you able to determine? I'm just curious. Not that this means anything, you know. A lot of folks are talking about truancy right now, right? Kids not showing up at school and stuff. How much of a problem is that? Do you believe?
Truancy is a huge problem. It's a huge problem. I would say on a general scale for school and, you know, for the first in their education. But what I discovered with the program, our retention rate was amazing. Like, our kids didn't miss a session for the most part. We had a 97% attendance rate every day. And we run our cohorts off 8-week programs. And the kids are so enlightened about the information that they're obtaining and the skills that they're learning, they're able to go home and still practice these skills. So for us as an organization, I feel like if there's more other organizations around in the city that aids the kids in the way that we do, I don't feel like it would be a major problem for the attendance. But far as school, I can't speak from the school standpoint because I don't know pretty much what they're going through, what's keeping them away from going to school. I don't know if they're being bullied or just not in the right mental space to attend school and learn at the moment. I can't mention or say anything on that. But I know as far as the program, they love to express themselves in different creative ways, and that's the outlet that we provide for them.
We're visiting with Ricky Joseph, founder of Save Our Youth NOLA. Ricky, if parents listening want their kids to involve themselves in the next available cohort, how would they go about doing that?
So you can visit our website at saveouryouthnola.org and fill out the information for us, your email, your name and stuff like that, and give us the kid's name. And you also can call us, give us a direct call at 504-372-8773, and you can speak directly to the program administrator to get the kids enrolled. So either you can go through the website and sign up for the email newsletter, or you can just call us directly. Again, the number is 504-372-8773.
Well, best of luck to you, Ricky Joseph, founder of Save Our Youth NOLA. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your participation within the NOLA Coalition as well, and best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, sir. That's Ricky Joseph, founder of Save Our Youth NOLA. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
So I came across this program that's being offered at UNO, and I thought it might be an interesting topic to talk about because we always hear about people that help create, you know, by doing this activity, it helps create financial stability for folks. And that's, you know, learning about just financial literacy and trading in the financial markets. And joining us is Luca Pezzo, Assistant Professor of Finance at UNO. Luca, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me here. I'm so excited to share with you our program and how we help people trade with confidence in the financial markets.
Absolutely. So, Luca, you offer an online program at the University of New Orleans called Tools for Trading in Financial Markets. Tell us about this program.
Of course, that's correct. Yes, it is a 14-week online hands-on trading program, which is accessible at uno.edu/trading, and it is both for beginners, meaning people that do not know much about the financial markets but want to start trading, or active traders that have not been consistently, achieving their results. And the structure, it is as follows. It is a mix of self-paced lectures, a weekly live Q&A session, and, of course, a 24/7 access to our private community. And here is the great thing, right, that this is open to the public. So it's not just for UNO students. And we teach you how to trade even if you don't have capital or saving at disposal. And, of course, possibly, if you are interested, too, for those who are in the community, they can also stay more than the 14 weeks for continued support.
So a couple of key points here. You don't have to be a UNO student. You can join into this at any time because it's an online offering, and it's continually being updated. Give us some examples of why this is important to folks in their life. I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of folks have their 401k. I got to imagine that information derived from this program would help in evaluating and looking at, you know, how the returns work there and whether or not you have the appropriate mix in your 401k or otherwise.
Sure. No, what you said is perfectly true. But you should look at this program is, of course, you have the long-term saving, as you just said, but you can also, engage in some more short-term or medium-term trading activity as a way, for example, to gain extra income if you already have a job, or even, you know, replace your current job. Let me give you my personal example, right? I am a professor here at UNO, and this is my first job, of course. But on the side, I spend roughly an hour a day on the market, and I'm able to average $1,000 per week doing that activity. On top of that, I have a 10 to 15 monthly target return on my investment. So, of course, this is something that would complement, you know, your long-term saving. And the other thing to be aware of is that, you know, retail trader trading activity, like people like you and me, it's at its peak nowadays. That's because if you approach it with the right way and with the right preparation, you can actually succeed at this thing that we call trading, which is more short, medium term with respect to long-term trading on long-term investing with your savings. And so let me also give you, I think it's a good way to put this into perspective. I would love to share a couple of stories of my students that are in the course to give you an idea why we are so proud of what we are doing. And, so the first one is about a student, right, that was saying to me before joining the course that he was looking at, you know, trading and the financial market as a mystical thing that was just open to elite clubs, right? Now instead he feels that he's part of it, and that makes me so proud of what we are doing. The other thing is a story about another student who has been for us in the community for a while, and now he tells me that he is in his fourth or fifth week in the green, meaning that it has been consistently making profit week after week, week in and week out, for 4 or 5 weeks in a row. And this speaks to the consistency and the type of support that we are thriving to offer in this community. And also, if I may, I would love to tell you why what we are doing is so unique. First of all, as far as I know, we are the first trading community in academia. And there is a reason for that. There is a gap in the education of this subject. Because on one side, we have universities, right, where we do teach the theory of investment. And this is invaluable, right? I am a professor that teaches those things, and I'm very proud to do that, which is great if you want to do a career in finance. But what is not taught anywhere is, what if instead you just want to make some money aside, or you want to invest with your own money, you want to sit in front of a computer and open a trading account and start trading? To the best of my knowledge, there is no university do not do that usually, right? And that's where we step in, because usually otherwise people, what they do, because university do not offer that, they would go online and they would resort to online groups that do this type of applied things. But the problem there is that, you know, there are thousands of them, and the internet is full of scams, and also those type of programs are expensive. And here's where we come in and fix and try to fill part of these gaps, which is, we come in with our trading community, our approach, which is on that wavelength, but we do it with the credibility of an institution like UNO, and more or less at a 70% discount with respect to those programs that you find in online groups. So that's really what we are doing is about.
What do you find as the kind of the biggest or the highest hurdle for your new students to overcome? I guess you said this mystical thing of trading, which is so true. People don't even really a lot of folks don't understand, and they always believe that it's reserved to elite investors, right, as opposed to just everyone else.
So, of course, well, first of all, one of the things that I see that, which comes naturally with this activity, right? So 80% of trading is psychological. So a lot of people, when they come in and they are new, they want to just jump in the market because they see that the market is coming up very fast or is going down very fast. And they know that there are people out there trading on those movements and make money. And so they just jump in, right? But the problem is, and this is what we teach a lot, you have to have a plan, right? And you have to have a clear analysis drawn before engaging in any of this activity. You have to always have, your step cover, and being able to, being okay if you make a loss, as long as when you make profits, you stay in long enough to, become consistent in the long run. And that's why I think it's very useful to have to do those things live together in a community, because you see other people doing the same thing that you're doing. You see your instructor doing the same thing that you're trying to do. For example, every day I post a trading plan that I'm going to go through. And when I do my trade live, immediately after the fact, I post them online in the community, showing where I enter, where I exit, what was the rationale for that. And other people in the community do the same thing. And it's so valuable that you learn from other people's mistakes, your mistake, and other people win. Because trading is a rinse and repeat exercise. And that's what people have to realize, is a probability game, right? Where what we're going to teach you is, to put the odds in your favor. But you're going to always have to run this little bit of a risk, which is so paramount that you learn how to, handle. And that's why, again, once more, we have a psychological type of training going on as well.
We're visiting with Luca Pezzo, assistant professor of finance at the University of New Orleans, and Luca leads a financial literacy and trading education program there. I was just going to ask you about that. It seems to me that a lot of people get sideways because they don't really understand the assessment of risk and their risk tolerance within their financial capacity. Do you see that with folks that come into the program?
Very true. I do see it a lot. And let me tell you another thing, building on what you just said. So here is another thing which is very, very helping, at least for me. And I find it also for my students. Because of this thing that you call risk and risk assessment and risk management, which is paramount, as you just said, right? Here's what we typically do when we trade together. we strongly suggest people to enroll in these prop firm or funded accounts. Those are vehicle, right, where you can trade with those firms' money, but you make the profit, most of it, for yourself. So this alleviates, in my opinion, part of the stress of coping with, you know, this risk, because, you know, all the losses are borne by those folks, those funded account company, and you are able to sustain the profit instead. I find that this helps a lot, and that's in fact the way I trade and the way I suggest my people to trade as well. But you are perfectly 100% correct. Risk management is the very first thing that you want to learn. Actually, goal number one is to learn how not to lose money. Once you're there, and again, this is something that we stress a lot, once you're there and only once you're there, then you're going to become, you're going to start targeting the profit that you want to make. But you always want to do this in layers. You want to be able to know how to, you know, behave yourself and how to stay within those risk parameters. This is essential.
Luca, is this a new offering by UNO, or has it been around for a while?
We started this March of this year. We had our first round of course, and it was very successful. In fact, we decided that from that round, we wanted to open up the enrollment all year long, and keep it open so everybody can join at any time at this point, and our community will keep on growing, because, you know, the more people join, the bigger the community, the more the interaction and the example and the story of real story of real people that you see. And it gives you a lot of motivation, in my opinion. It also gives me a lot of motivation in my trading, knowing that people are following me and I'm responsible for them and I grow with them.
How much do y'all spend on the matrix that so many folks use to analyze the companies that you want to invest in?
So here's the way we do it, right? So we do not spend much at all. I suggest every week, this is what I do with respect to, you know, ideas of potential opportunities for stocks in particular. I scan through my platform. I look at all the stocks that maybe have a reversal or are in a good position in their trend, and I try to look for setups to buy or to sell, depending if I see that the chart is going down or up. And then during every Q&A session, I give out 7 or 8 of those potential opportunities for people to see and have an idea if they're interested to try to get in and get on board. So that part of the job, the majority of it, I do it myself, but I also teach people where to look, how to adjust their filter. But the beauty of this thing is that, you know, we just use publicly available information, because right. I teach people how to, you know, read the charts, and we base our analysis on the chart. And here is a great point that we're bringing up, right? There is a misconception in academia that what we are doing, the type of approach of, you know, looking at the chart, is kind of doomed, because predicting the market is hard, which is very, very, very true. And that's part of the reason why in academia we don't usually teach this approach. But there is a fundamental misunderstanding here, because what we teach people is how to look at the graph to react to the price, not to predict the price. That's why we try to follow those big institutions, piggyback on them, and, you know, go with the flow. That's really our approach.
But at the very least, there is a, you know, a language, nomenclature, lingo in the financial analyst circles that it's good to know what they're talking about and what it means, right?
Oh, no, of course. We have we teach all of this in our 17 modules. Of course, I'm not going to deny that. People need to know how we talk and what we mean by concepts and everything. It's just that the approach that we follow, it's a minimalist approach, in the sense that we don't require people to go through long analysis with, you know, the financial statements, and not even looking at the news too closely, because we rely mostly on graphs, and this enable people, you know, this broaden up the spectrum to a lot of people to come in and try to benefit from this, not just the elite that knows how to, you know, analyze statements, income statements, and also because people like us usually do not have access to this prime information as big banks do.
So this 14-week program, has it started for this semester yet, or how does is there an actual start date?
No, it has been started with the beginning of August, so it's fully active, and anybody at any point can just go to our website, uno.edu/trading, and get enrolled right away. So it's up to the flexibility of people. Whenever they want to start, the moment they decide to start, if they decide to start, they will immediately have access for 14 weeks to our community and all the material and all the support.
And the cost of the program for enrollment is what?
It's $2,000, which I know that it's not 2 cents, but that's why I said before, it is basically 70% off what you would pay if you would go with those community online communities that you find online for gaining access to something similar to what we actually teach.
So they, you and from your perspective, you want to make sure that folks are committed, right? That this isn't just some flighty individual that wants to, you know, join in the cohort, so to speak, and
exactly.
Not be a real live participant. You got to have skin in the game, and you got to approach this in a very serious way, because that's a benefit for the rest of everyone.
Exactly, you're very to the point, and as you said, having the price to pay to enter makes those people that want to enter being really committed about that, which I see, because all the people that we have are very, very committed. They stay in. We have, and that's the way they benefit from.
Yeah, haven't been to a number of these presentations. That number may shock some folks, but if you look around, you're going to find it's not a shocking number at all. I mean, quite frankly, but it's interesting concept. I love the way that you lay it out, and I love the flexibility of it, that you can join at any time. It's continuing, right? And obviously, because it's online, you can go and grab these presentations and like in order to catch up and get current with everyone else.
And if I may, let me tell you one more thing. So it's an extra piece of details for people. So the way we organize this, right, is we're going to have weekly Q&A session of 2-3 hours, depending on how much and how long people want to, you know, talk and have doubts to clarify. But other than that, there is this almost 24/7 support by me and other members in the community. In fact, that was one of the things that was praised in the testimonials on the website, if you go and check, because people really, really appreciate the fact that, you know, no matter what time is it, no matter what type of doubt they have, where they are stuck at, they can either post their question in the Q&A and then having me talking over it. And by the way, they are recorded, so next you can even post something and not be available that day to listen and just tune in the next day, or just, you know, just answer the post on the community. I always do that. Other people always do that. Everybody's very happy about this level of responsiveness.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Luca Pezzo, Assistant Professor of Finance at the University of New Orleans, a new program in financial literacy and trading education called Tools for Trading in the Financial Markets. For more information, you can go to uno.edu/training. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Equinor Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Well, folks, just when you thought that, you know, the list that I talked about earlier in my monologue relative to the city administration, it only gets worse. And this is what I'm talking about. It's weekly, it's daily. It reported in NOLA.com, Marie Fazio, staff writer, Louisiana Attorney General orders New Orleans to return fines from school zone speeding tickets. Turns out the state law changed, and you had to have a revenue sharing agreement finalized with the local school district. Well, you will recall that that has been a controversial thing already, that relationship, because they're charging them for collection of their ad valorem taxes, You heard me in a previous monologue last week talk about that collection rate and how ridiculous that was. And it seems as though no one can find any enabling our legislation from anywhere that allows them to do so. Well, turns out they didn't turn the cameras off because, again, they didn't have an agreement with their local school district, which is yet another problem because this is in violation of the law. The AG, Ms. Murals, said in her post that the installation or activation of cameras without a revenue-sharing agreement in place violates the law. If the city continues collecting fines before an agreement is finalized, I would then have no choice but to launch an investigation and pursue criminal malfeasance in office charges against any and all responsible officials. She went on to say that the funds collected should be returned to anyone who received tickets that were not authorized by law at the time. So the long and short of this is that if you got a ticket from May of 2024 to March of 2025, you may be eligible for a refund. The city collected or generated $1.375 million in net revenue as a result of tickets issued in school zones during that period of time. Every year, most jurisdictions, you miss some of this, okay? So just to be fair to everyone, sometimes you miss a law because of a little nuance here, there, or otherwise. You audit the changes that have been made. You have your respective associations. That's why you involve yourself in them. They give you the official heads up as to what's changed. What do you have to change with your policies as to how you conduct business or otherwise? And, you know, you go about making sure that you're in compliance with the law. And as it turns out, there were only two parishes that ran afoul of this. Pointe Coupee Parish and, you guessed it, Orleans Parish. We'll be right back with in just a moment with Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.